Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier. It's my pleasure to be with you. We haven't been here the last few weeks because a lot of people are on holidays, but we're back now for the next 11 months. So hope you're going to be with us. And also, I should mention, we're going to be here for 3 hours today. We've got 3 hours of interviews. We've got a very special person to talk to in a minute. Then we'll be following that up with John and one of his mates from the Healesville U3A. And then between 2 and 3, we'll be talking to the Upper Yarra Historical Society about some of the events they've got coming up this year. But first of all, I must say happy New Year to you all. I hope you've all had, whatever your beliefs are at Christmas, I hope you've had a great time. Also, if you've been on holidays, away, whatever you've been doing, I hope you've had a great time. But I guess it's time for us all to get back now, back into it. As I say, we'll be here for 3 hours today. I must mention that I didn't give you the current temperature at the moment. It's now 20 degrees in Healesville and heading for a top of 23. So probably going to make it quite easy. However, I have with me today Erin. Now, Erin is a member of the Yarra Glen Girl Guides, and we're going to be talking a bit about the Girl Guides. But first of all, we also should acknowledge that she has just been, or I was going to say won, but I don't think you win them. I think you do a lot of work to get them. And she was she was been awarded a Queen's Guide Award. So first of all, welcome, Erin.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Thank you for being with us. First of all, Erin, I've got to ask you, well, and we will talk about the guides too. First of all, what got you involved with guides? Was your mother a guide or what happened?
My mother and grandmother were both involved in guides. So was my aunt. So it was very much a family thing for me. It was very much my family pushing me to become a guide when I was 5.
That often happens, doesn't it? I've spoken to a number of girl guides over the years, and normally they say, well, Mum was a girl guide. Maybe not Grandma, but certainly Mum was. So Mum was talked you into it. Was she a guide leader or was she just a guide?
She was a leader when I joined. I didn't join a unit with her because she wasn't an active unit leader. Yep. She was a training manager, but I went to my school's local unit and I've been there ever since.
And let's be honest, in some of those instances, you're better off not to be with Mum, aren't you? Because, well, even she's got to be probably harder on you because she doesn't want to look as though she's favouring her daughter, is it?
I think I still got the harder end of the straw with my leaders because I didn't want to be seen favouring a leader's daughter. But, it definitely was good to be out from Mum because it gave me independence and made me work harder too.
Yep. So was it your mum's instigating or did you at some stage think, I'd like to get involved with these guides?
I actually don't remember. I think it was probably I wanted to try and Mum was like, let's put you in. It's your turn now.
Do you have any sisters? I only asked that to see whether they've gone down the same track.
I have 2 younger sisters who have gone down the same track. One's working on a Queen's Guide at the moment, so yeah.
All right. So let's talk about this Queen's Guide. I was about to say that you were presented with it, but you were probably presented with a certificate, but what did you have to do to get the Queen's Guide Award?
4 years of long hard work.
But what sort of work, though, Erin?
Yeah, so I had to work with younger girls a lot, so I did a lot of junior leadering during my time doing my Queen's Guide. I had, like, an arts focus in my Queen's Guide, so I did, like, a lot of music and theatre.
When you say you did it, within the guides, or did you have to go out and perform at, say, somewhere or what?
I performed as part of the Victorian State School Spectacular for 2 years as part of it in John Cain Arena. Yep. So I went externally. There's options in guides as well that I could have done, but it was easier for me to get to the State School Spectacular on a Sunday rather than going after school to the guide one.
Oh, that sounds fair enough too.
Yeah.
So how does this work? Like, do you get points for everything you do, or do you just have to get, well, how do you have to get a pass mark, or do you just have to do it all?
You have to participate and then your peers assess you. So your peers are like, was this a challenge for you? How do you feel about it? How do we feel you went? And then after that, you obviously get the challenge ticked off and you do, I think there's like 24 challenges that you do.
24 challenges?
Yeah, between 18 and 24, depending what challenges you do.
So, I'm not sure I asked you this. Over what sort of time period When, first of all, what made you decide you wanted to do the Queen's Guide? Did your mother do that?
No, I decided I wanted to do the Queen's Guide when I got my AIM High book when I was seven, looking at my junior BP.
Seven?
I was seven, and I looked at the AIM High book doing my junior BP, and I flicked through and saw the Queen's Guide, and I'm like, I'm going to earn that when I'm older. And I did.
And so what age did you start?
I started at 14, but they've now lowered the age to 13.
And I think you're around 18 now?
Yes, I am.
And so how long have you had been since you were awarded it?
I was awarded November last year.
So it took you over 3 years to get,
yes,
to get the 24,
yes,
challenges. Gee, that's pretty good. All right, we've got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more from Erin.
I don't believe it. Don't touch me. Hey, Ray. Hey, Sugar. Tell them who we are.
Well, we're big rock singers. We got golden fingers. And we're loved everywhere we go.
That sounds like us.
We sing about beauty and we sing about truth at $10,000 a show.
Right.
We take all kind of pills to give us all kind of thrills, but the thrill we never know is the thrill that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
Freaky old lady named a Cocaine Kitty who embroideries on my jeans. I got my poor old gray-haired daddy driving my limousine.
Now it's all designed to blow our minds, but our minds won't really be blown like the blow that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see our pictures on the cover? Wanna buy 5 copies for our mother? Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone?
Hey, I know how. Rock and roll!
Oh, that's beautiful.
We got a lot of little teenage blue-eyed groupies. We'll do anything we say. We got a genuine Indian guru. He's teaching us a better way. We got all the friends that money can buy, so we never have to be alone. And we keep getting richer, but we can't get our picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Uh-huh. Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
I'm talking to Erin, and Erin's with the Yarra Glen Girl Guides. Erin, you said it's the Queen's Guide Award, or the Queen's Guides Award. Will that change to being the King's Award or not?
No, it won't be, because it wasn't actually named after the monarch. It was named after Queen Victoria.
All right. So am I right that this was the Guides originally? Because Baden Powell started the Scouts, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
And then was it his sister or his wife then decided, well, why can't we have it? Because I know the Scouts at the moment, or in the last few years, can also have girls in them. Do the Girl Guides have boys in them as well?
Not in Australia. In some countries, yes, but not in Australia.
Right. So I know to start with, when Baden Powell started, it was just for boys. So I believe that one of his relatives was the one who said, well, why can't we have something for girls? Am I right?
Yes, that was his sister, Agnes, who helped build the first units, packs.
Right. Yeah. That was in England, wasn't it?
That was in England, yes. Yep.
And then did his sister stay involved, or did his wife take over?
So his sister did stay involved, but his wife also got involved when they got married in 1932 and became the chief commissioner for guides around the world.
Oh, right. So do you still have a chief commissioner somewhere, or does...
Yes. We've got chief commissioners of the countries, and we've got the international chief commissioner.
Oh, have they? Mm-hmm. So the international one, let's just take that for a second, is that based in England, or could it be based anywhere in the world? And secondly, how do they become the world leader?
I do not know that process.
Probably better.
But I think it could probably be based anywhere at this point, because you just probably have to be active enough and volunteer yourself to take on that role.
Be a big gig, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Big All right, so let's get on to something that you do know. And that was a pretty unfair question, because this worldwide organisation, some of them get nominated, others have to nominate themselves. All right, so part of this Queen's Guide Award, was there a community service aspect of that as well, where you had to do things in the community?
Yes, there was. So I had to do a total of 45 hours of community service over 6 months.
45 hours in six months?
Yep. It was originally going to be 30 and 3, but I changed systems a couple of times, so...
And what sort of community service did you have to do?
So you could choose any community service. I chose to do it with the guides because it was easier to be involved with that. We have a junior unit at our unit that I could just come into and help before my unit started. So I found it easier to help the guides, but I could have gone anywhere.
Because am I right that some people do a bit of work in aged care and that with older people?
Yes, definitely. That was one of my options that I was thinking about doing, and then I decided against that with COVID and everything, so...
Absolutely. All right, I'm going to take another quick break, but I've got some more questions for Erin coming up very shortly. You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. And just a quick reminder that we are here for 3 hours today. We've got three interviews. We'll be talking to Erin through till 1 o'clock. And if you're a grandparent or a parent that thinks that maybe girl guides for you, at about 5 to 1, Erin will give you a phone number, a Facebook page, and whatever else they've got. And then, of course, between 1 and 2, I've got the Hillsville U3A coming in, and between 2 and 3, we've got the Upper Yarra Historical Society coming in.
Shine so bright, rather than I.
talking to Erin from the Yarra Glen Guides, and we've been talking about her Queen's Guide Award, which she was lucky enough, and that's not really true. She's done a lot of hard work to get it. First of all, just before we go back to Erin, Jackie Walker, who's a lady that we've had in here a couple of times, she's involved in education in the Yarra Junction. She's got a little band, the Jackie Walker Band, and they're all local people, so we like to promote them a bit. They've had a couple of gigs on over Christmas. The next one's on Sunday the 18th of Feb at the Bulong Estate Yarra Junction. You can buy tickets through Try Booking. Also on the 25th of Feb, they're down at Queenscliff. On Sunday the 17th of March, they're at the Celebrate Mooral Bark Festival, which we'll try and get somebody in to talk about that before that comes. And then the 26th of May, if you happen to be down at Lower Tarwin, there's a lovely little pub down there called the Riverview Pub, and she'll be down there. So if you're around any of those places, certainly have a listen to Jackie Walker. They're a local group. They're all based here in the Yarra Valley. Erin, let's... out of what you've done in guides, and you've been there since seven?
Five.
Blind. this may be a hard question to answer, but I'm going to ask it just the same. What would you say is the best thing that you've been able to do through guides that you possibly wouldn't have been able to do if you hadn't have been a guide?
Yeah, you're right. That is a tough question. But I quite enjoyed just having people who just were there, like other girls that I met along the way, and the camaraderie amongst them. Even though we had such different interests, we were friends and we got along well. And I think that was really something beautiful. So I really enjoyed that.
And I guess, unlike school, where you're all just thrown together, aren't you? Because that's the grade you're in and that's the local school you go to. I guess with the guides, you're actually being with people who want to be doing something for themselves and maybe for the community.
Yeah, exactly. You get people who want to push themselves and challenge themselves.
So on a normal guide night, what nights you got night?
Wednesday, our junior guides meet from 4 to 5.30, our senior guides 6 to 7.30.
So are you still on holidays from guides? Have they started back for the year?
We start back next Wednesday.
All right, so on a Wednesday night, you yourself, what would you be expecting to do when you go to guides?
So I myself would be joining the younger girls and helping them do whatever they've chosen for the week. So we plan out the term, we get the girls' input, and then for the senior guides, usually one of the girls will be running the night and we'll enjoy whatever they have in store.
So. But it's not, is it a case of, like when you go on a Wednesday night, it's always playing games, or is it
no, going there's, on things? A range of things. So we do a lot of art at our unit. We do games. It depends on the girls. So we have quite an athletic bunch at the moment, so they like to play outdoors a bit. And we've got an artistic bunch who will do art. So it just varies depending on what they're interested in.
All right. So as a guide, well, we've talked about what you did to get the Queen's Guide Award. As a guide, do you get involved with community service too? Like, are the guides in general go out and do things for the community?
Definitely. So Yarra Glen has a sleepover for our Anzac Day each year. And if we can go to the Remembrance Day service, we'll do that and we'll be involved in those. We also get involved in Clean Up Australia Day. We have a koala that we're funding at the moment. So we do all sorts of fundraising and awareness.
Oh, right. When you said the sleepover, what's the idea of the sleepover? So apart from no one getting any sleep.
So the idea of the sleepover is that it gets more of the girls involved in the Anzac Day ceremony. Instead of having them just come for the ceremony, we make it a bit more fun. We show them a movie at night and they sleep over with their friends, and then they all come together and we go to the ceremony.
Is it a bit of a misnomer saying that it's a sleepover? I can imagine if there's a whole lot of girls, they're not going to be a lot of sleeping.
No, they try to stay awake, and then generally about 12, 1 o'clock, they'll fall asleep, and then we get them up by 7 at the latest, so, you know.
And then off to the service?
Off to the service.
Oh, terrific.
All tired.
All right, we'll take another quick break and we'll be back with more. And of course, if you're a grandma, grandpa, or mum or dad who is listening to this, and you'd like to hear, for your daughter to hear more about it, well, there will be a podcast up in about a week or so. You just go to our website, the 3Ws, yarravalleyfm.org.au. That's the 3Ws, yarravalleyfm.org.au. On the front page, if you look down the left-hand side, there's a thing that said podcasts. You click on that, and then a whole lot of other things will come up, and my smiling face will be there. Well, anyway, my face will be there. And you click under that, Community Connections, and there'll be a podcast of the show that we've done. And maybe you've got a granddaughter or a daughter that you think may want to get involved with guides. So here's a great way to find out what it's all about. Now, Erin, I did ask you a little while ago, and you never answered it because you said it was too hard, and that's probably true. I asked you about the best thing you've ever done. Let me ask you, if you had never joined guides, how different would your life be? Would it be like what I'm trying to get at? Has guides expanded A, your knowledge, or B, just more friends? Or what do you think that guides done for Erin?
For me, guides has definitely helped improve my confidence. I remember walking into guides and pretty much not talking to anyone for that whole first session, and now I'm able to come on the radio and just talk to people about guides, and it's made me so much more confident and so much more ready for life than I would be without it. So that's what it's done for me.
Well, I mean, and that's a big thing.
Yeah.
That's a big thing, particularly as you go to uni and all that. I mean, there's... In particularly in education these days, once upon a time you sat there, shut up and looked at the blackboard and did as you were told. But so much of learning now isn't like that, is it? It's more interacting. You've got to interact with the tutors and all that to get more out of your learning, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. And I think guides has really helped me get the most out of my learning in that way.
Well, that's terrific, because, I mean, that's one of the things that no matter what happens... Unfortunately, if you go for an interview, you may have the best qualifications. I'm talking about going for a job now. You may have the best qualifications, but very often the person that's got the confidence to sell themselves often gets a job over the other person, don't they?
Exactly.
So I guess confidence is a big thing, providing we don't all get overconfident. All right, we'll take one more quick break. This will be our last break. I'd urge you to get a paper and pencil there. Erin will give you some contact details for the Yarra Glen guides. And I will say, if you're not listening in the Yarra Glen area, there will be other guides around wherever it is right through the Yarra Valley. So, but we'll give you the Yarra Glen website and everything else. So write it down. And if not, as I say, get on probably Google Girl Guides, wherever you may be living, whether it be Hillsville or Upper Yarra, whatever it might be, and find out a bit more about this amazing organisation. Erin, when did you say it was started?
Yarra Glen starts next week on the 7th.
Sorry. When did Guides start, full stop, back in the 90s?
1910.
And when did the Yarra Glen start?
We celebrated our 70th last year, so 1953.
70 years. Who started at the Yarra Glen one, do you know?
I do, but I don't quite remember the name.
It's a bit unfair. And is that person still involved? Because they started very young, or were they?
No, they've moved on.
Moved on. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be back with more.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
It was a night. Ooh, what a night it was. It really was such a night. The moon was bright. Oh, how bright it was. It really was such a night. The night was alive with stars above. Ooh, when she kissed me, I had to fall in love. Oh, it was a kiss. Ooh, what a kiss it was. It really was such a kiss. Oh, how she could kiss. Oh, what a kiss it was, it really was such a kiss. Just the thought of her lips sets me afire. I reminisce and I'm filled with desire. Such a night. Came the dawn, and my heart in her love, and the night was gone. But I'll never forget the kiss of the kiss in the moonlight. Ooh, such a kiss, such a night. It was a night. Ooh, what a night it was, it really was. Such a night. Came the dawn, and my heart in her love, and the night was gone. I had to fall in love. But I gave my heart to her. Sweet surrender. How will I remember? I'll always remember. Oh, that night. Ooh, what a night it was. It really was such a night. When we kissed, I had to fall in love. While she's gone, 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 yes, she's gone, gone, gone. Came the dawn, 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 and my love was gone. But before that dawn, yes, before that dawn, and before that dawn, ooh, 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 yeah. Such a
And of course, that was the great Elvis Presley in Such a Night. Just a quick reminder, I will be here on Sunday between 12 and 3 playing hits of the 50s and 60s, songs from Elvis Presley and all those people from mainly 60s, a little bit of 50s, and maybe some bit of other stuff thrown in. And then, of course, I'll be here on Sunday night between 6 and 8 p.m. with a rock and roll hit parade. That'll be all hits from the 1960s. Looking forward to it. We're talking to Erin. Erin, right. We've got people out there that are either interested for themselves or for their daughter or their granddaughter. How are they going to find out more about the Yarra Glen Girl Guides?
So if you're interested particularly in the Yarra Glen Girl Guides, you can contact Heather Dines on 0409 355 304.
Can you give us that again, please?
0409 355
304. 304, yep.
If you're interested in the guides in general or are looking for another unit closer to you, you can look on the website www.guidesvic.org.au.
Guidesvic?
Yep, .org.au. Yeah. And then if you want to just check out more about the guides and what we do, you can always look at our Facebook page. Just search for Girl Guides Victoria on Facebook.
And is there a link then to Yarra Glen, do you know?
No, we don't have a Facebook page yet.
Right.
Or a website or anything.
So if they go to that Facebook page, it'll just show them what's generally happening in
Victoria.
In
yes.
Victoria. Yep. All right. So, Heather, 0409 355 304.
Yes.
0409 355 304. Or if they go to the 3ws.guidesvic.gov.au.
.org.
Yeah, on OAU.
.org.au.
Yeah.
Not .gov.
Oh, all right then, org. Oh, it's time for me to go on holidays. Oh, what a shocker. First day back. So it's 3wsguidesvic.org.au.
Yes.
Ah, we got that. Guidesvic.org.au. Erin, we're going to take another quick break and we'll be back with more.
Nothing better than dancing on the beach, See a girl, you can go and get her. Your troubles will be out of reach.
On the beach.
You can dance to a rock and roll.
On the beach.
Hear the bossa nova played with soul.
On the beach.
You can dance and twist and shout.
On the beach.
Everybody hear me, come on out on the beach.
Come on everybody, stomp your feet.
On the beach.
You can dance with anyone you meet.
Cause your troubles are out of reach.
On the beach.
This is fun. Won't you tell me I'm the one you're gonna dance with? Yeah, bossa nova. Now I know I'm the one you're gonna dance with. Yeah, twist and shout now. You can do the dance that you want to with anyone that you meet. And if the bossa nova doesn't get you, the twist will have you on your feet.
On the beach.
You can dance to a rock and roll.
On the beach.
Hear the bossa nova played with soul.
On the beach.
You can dance and twist and shout.
On the beach.
Everybody hear me, come on out on the beach.
Come on everybody, stomp your feet.
On the beach.
You can dance with anyone you meet.
Cause your troubles are out of reach.
On the beach.
And while I mentioned before that there will be podcasts up of this show and all the shows that I do on our website, it's not only my shows that are podcast. There are quite a number of shows, Cora and I think Bruce is up there. So if you've got a little bit of time, why not have a look, click on them and on podcasts and see the different ones. There's also all the choice tunes that I've been doing over the years. We've got plenty of people up there with some interesting stories to tell. So if you've got some time, have a look at our podcast. We'd love to have you listen to them. But anyway, we're talking to Erin. Erin, I think you mentioned the ages just in passing before, but what sort of age group would the girls from Yarra Glen Guides range from to?
So if they're about 5 to 11, they'd be in our junior guides from 4 till 5:30. If they're
on a Wednesday?
On a Wednesday afternoon. And then if they're 12 to 17, they join our senior guides on a Wednesday night from 6 till 7:30.
Now, you're 18, so you only spoke to 17. So what happens after 17? You become a leader or...?
Yes, you start your leadership training, which I am going through right now.
Right, so guides really for just a person who doesn't want to be a guide, who doesn't want to be a leader, basically cuts out at 17, or is this...
You can become an olave until you're 30, which is an olave, which is our younger leaders, like our younger adults, who go on adventures together, don't have to really worry about the child safe everything, because it's just a group of young women supporting each other.
And what sort of things do they do?
It depends on the unit. Lots of units go out and support other units, like... And then
bushwalking and stuff.
Yeah, they go out on expeditions. So bushwalking, they go out and watch, I guess, theatre shows. I know they're going to the gang show when that's on later in the year.
So, can anybody join that group, or does it have to, like you say, after guides, you go under that? Can you join that, or do you have to be?
You can
guide?
Join as an olave without being a guide first. 100%. Yes.
Oh right. So I guess people can look that up on the website too and find out a bit about that.
Yes, they can.
Just young ladies up to 30 supporting each other in what they do.
Yes.
Oh. So they're not so much meeting to do actual things at a hall on a night, are they? They're more or less like bushwalking or, as you say, going to theatres. They're just a little group that does what they
It depends on the unit. Some will go weekly and then others fortnightly, others will just catch up for special occasions.
That's great. That's great. And it is great for women and young women to be able to go and talk to others, because often we all think that our problems are our problems, but we find out when you start talking to other people that not everybody's got the same sorts of problems. Your problem might be one particular part of it, but somebody else will have experienced the same thing. And it's really good to talk to people, and I think that's something that we don't do enough of now because of the iPads and the iPhones and that. We don't do that sort of stuff anywhere near enough, do we?
No, we don't.
Yeah. And, of course, I guess the other thing with Girl Guides is that if you're also doing other things, you're off the iPad and that for the hour or two that you're at Guides, but it's also, I guess, I'm going to ask you, I shouldn't just say it, do you find yourself when you go down the street, you meet other guides and say you talk and all this sort of stuff? So it's not just the 1 hour you're at Guides.
No, you see them around the community and you catch up, you have a little talk, and it's great having a community around there that you can just see.
So you were talking before about fundraising. Does the group, like does guides actually do fundraising themselves, or you don't have to worry about that?
So we get the parents involved in fundraising because they're not allowed to fundraise under 15, but our parents will fundraise, and that'll help. A lot of the fundraising, unless it's going externally, will help subsidise costs because it can be quite pricey.
Can it? I should ask you that. Like, you obviously pay to join the guides, don't you?
Yes.
And you don't know how much?
I'm not 100% sure.
That's okay. I guess with all these things, though, and one thing that we've talked a lot about on this show, and often with the older people, but social isolation is a real problem in our community. People, they go to work, they come home, they go to school, they come home, but very often they get on iPads, iPhones and TV and games and all that, and they don't really at times get to know each other, do they?
No, they don't, unfortunately.
And that's something we really do need. And particularly as the years go on, we can... someone was talking to the other day and they find themselves totally isolated as an older person because they just... so many people just sit at home with the iPad and doing all those sorts of things and not actually meeting each other. Erin, look, it's been terrific to have you along. Pardon me. To come along and tell us about it. Congratulations on the Queen's Guide Award. I guess that's going to be one of the things that hang on the wall at home, aren't they?
Yes, it will be.
certainly get on the website, have a look at the Girl Guides, and thanks very much for coming in, Erin.
Thank you for having me.
No worries.